Joining me live over the phone for the monthly report from the Wyoming Game and Fish is Director Angie Bruce today. Good morning, Director. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Duke. I am doing fabulous.
Hey, appreciate your time, as always, to touch base on what's happening with the Game and Fish across the state of Wyoming. And, of course, a big story that happened in our neck of the woods just north of Lake Vivanaughton in southern Lincoln County, a pretty incredible poaching incident. 12 pronghorn found poached and dead. And this happened late April. Give us an update on what happened here and where things stand in this investigation.
Yeah, thanks, Duke. This is an extremely unfortunate event and just really disappointing to see this happen in Wyoming. This is really not who we are, and we are really eager to get to the bottom of it. So we're asking for the public's help for any information that they may have around this incident. This happened. Well, 12 pronghorn were discovered April 27th. And out of those 12, some of them actually were still alive, and our game wardens had to put the rest of them down. So very disturbing scene, very serious crime, and we're really just looking for evidence and asking the public if they know anything about the situation. This happened north of Kemmerer, like you said, in Hunt Area 93. Around that time period, again, we discovered April 27th. So any information to allow us to proceed with the investigation and really just to find out who did this and hold them accountable.
Absolutely. And it is anonymous tips, right? I mean, you can call in and just make any sort of tip anonymously and make that happen.
Absolutely. Call and, you know, talk to any of our game wardens. If you know a specific one, you can reach out to them. It doesn't have to be the game warden with the investigation, or just call the Green River Game and Fish office and leave information there. You do not have to give your name. We're looking for any sort of tip or evidence that helps lead to getting the person who did this.
That's Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department here on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, some other items happening with the Game and Fish. The commission recently completed season setting and approved some regulation changes. Anything of note from that commission meeting to report on, and any significant changes with the regulations?
Well, not a great deal of significant changes, but some pretty important ones in different areas of the state. There were a variety of minor changes throughout the state, and then our commissioners did a very excellent, thorough job into understanding the nuances of different hunt areas and what the public wants to see in those areas. So they did make a few more changes. I like to think about five additional changes beyond the recommendations of our staff, a couple in some mule deer hunt areas, a couple in some elk areas, not necessarily changes, but recommending not to make the changes that our staff recommended. And then up in Jackson area on bighorn sheep. So lots of little alterations to the seasons based on the stakeholder feedback we got throughout the entire year. So I really recommend people going to our website to look what those are, to make sure they're completely up to speed on their favorite hunt areas before they pursue any of them. But like you said, our commission took their job extremely serious. For those who watch the commission meeting or go back and watch it online virtually through our website, you'll see we went to, I believe, 7:30 at night, continuing to get through it, and it trickled over into the next day. So I don't believe we've gone to 2 days for at least the last 5 years. So we definitely were in the weeds, and the goal of the commissioners was really just to get this right. And I believe that they did, based on what we heard from the public. So,
Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Director, the Game and Fish has also initiated the revision process for the Wyoming State Wildlife Action Plan, SWAP as it's known. Give us details on this plan. What is it? What's the revision process look like? I understand you're accepting some public comment along the way.
Yeah, so the State Wildlife Action Plan is really focused on those species that need some extra emphasis. So the goal of it is We work on these species to make sure they stay off the endangered species list. So they're kind of sensitive species. They're not ones that are extremely populated in the state, but they're also not rare species as well that might be T&E species. They're in between with that goal of, hey, here's some extra attention we need to put on these in order to maintain a healthy population in the state. And we do this plan. We update it every 10 years. This came as a requirement of the Fish and Wildlife Service several years ago to have such a plan in the state in order to be able to take advantage of a pot of money that the Fish and Wildlife Service had. So since we have a plan currently, we're modifying it right now. We bring in close to $900,000 a year from the federal government in order to work on these species. And a lot of that money has gone to habitat projects, but also research and monitoring to understand it. And we have seen the benefits of that. If we can figure out different species, if where they are in the state, how many of them, it often keeps them off of that endangered species list. So we're asking for public comment right now. There's a survey online. If you go to our website and type in SWAP, the acronym, SWAP, it'll take you to a Google survey, and we would like your input. Now, once we get the draft plan done next summer, we'll go out for a public comment again and get the stakeholder input on what the actual plan is before making it final.
Director, what are some of the species that have been on the plan up to this point, and maybe some of the actions taken through this plan?
Yeah, so that is a good question. So one of the ones has traditionally been on the plan that everybody can relate to is the swift fox. Do we have great concern for the swift fox? Not necessarily, but we want to keep an eye on it. Most species on there, the numbers can be concerning at times. So that, but you know, a couple species that are addition this year that haven't been in the past is, say, mule deer. Growing concern about mule deer populations, so we have added it to the plan, but successfully been able to take some off, like moose, which was on the plan before. So again, it's kind of a reevaluation of the status of these species in the state, and then which ones we have this extra concern on versus not.
Excellent. Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, just one more question, something we've talked about a couple of times. Guided fishing boats in Wyoming. This was something that came out of the legislature. Understand an advisory board has met to discuss commercially guided fishing boats. Maybe give us a rundown on what that looked like and where things currently stand.
Yeah, so we got the advisory group together last week. They had an all-day meeting, went to work really quickly, really engaged, and really want to get this one right as well. And so we had a draft regulation for them to review of what we're going to propose to the public and the commission of how to regulate fishing outfitters and guides, what the fee would be to get those stickers for their boats. And they really helped us tweak it and edit it to what they thought would work. So that was the first step. The next meeting will focus more on what the regulation may look like. Who should regulate? Will it be Game and Fish? Will it be another entity? And take it to that next step. Now, the registration piece now will go out for public comment and then come to our commission, I believe, September, to work through getting that on the books for next year. But, you know, this group is taking it seriously. These meetings are available to the public to attend, and there is a virtual option for them if they don't want to travel to the location as well. So we really encourage engagement in this process, but I will say that these advisory committee members are taking their job seriously, so you could reach out to them as well.
Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, as always, appreciate your time and the insight. Anything we missed that you'd like to bring up today?
I just want to give a little bit of plug for the Governor's Sportsperson Conservation Forum that's coming up in May. It's actually May 21st. Tickets are still available. You can go online and get them through May 11th. But this is going to be a day about talking about those items on the forefront of sports people's minds. We're going to be talking about sports people driving decisions, outdoor recreation and conservation and the interplay between those, keeping working lands working, and then habitat work and efforts. And so I'd encourage everyone, if they have May 21st open, to join us at the museum near Du Bois for that event.
Excellent. That's coming up later in May. Director, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Duke.
You bet. It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.